Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of June 6th, 2011. In cryptid news, Finding Bigfoot, a new television show on the Animal Planet, made its debut last Monday, and so far reviews are mixed. Matt Moneymaker, the leader behind the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, or BFRO, made some pretty outstanding claims that were not completely accurate on the show, as well as on his bio for the show's website. There was some interesting evidence shown during the program, but nothing more than the usual blurry video in one random track. Matt Moneymaker responded to comments Lauren Coleman made about the show on his CryptoMundo site, and not surprisingly, a long debate is underway about facts surrounding call blasting and wood knocking as communication. The tour of the U.S. continues on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on the Animal Planet. And in UFO news, Stephen Hawking is back in the news with fearing the methods used by SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Hawking's belief that SETI's communication methods could bring about a raid on Earth's resources by another race. A new book, First Contact: Scientific Breakthroughs in the Hunt for Life Beyond Earth, by Mark Kaufman, focuses on the potential issues of alien encounters and how we should possibly rethink our approach to attempting to bring alien life to Earth. And in other news, a YouTube video has surfaced by a gentleman who found a strange anomaly while searching through Google Mars. The object, which he states is about 700 feet long and about 150 feet wide, is described as a potential alien formation. David Martinez, the discoverer, has dubbed the formation Biostation Alpha, as he feels the object is either an alien formation or something to do with NASA. As far as clarity, the object just looks like a bunch of blocks, as the pixel clarity is horrible, and much better visual clarity cannot be expected with this program. So, I doubt there is any way it's just pareidolia and random light and shadows. It has to be something farther than we understand as reality. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous news feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments can be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. My group, the Ohio Paranormal Investigation Network at ghosthelp.net, will be sponsoring an event at the Knickerbocker Hotel on June 18th from 7 p.m. to 4 a.m. with a class and refreshments provided. The cost is $50 and there is limited availability and registration is required. Please visit events.ghosthelp.net for further details. And act quickly, there are only a few spots left. Also coming July 23rd, Open will be joined by former guest of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, John Sable, in an excavation of the Madison Seminary in Madison, Ohio. Again, visit events.ghosthelp.net or madison.ghosthelp.net for information on these events. There are more coming soon. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on fateradio.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Antareed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.